Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and I appreciate you listening in to air. Tonight is its open mic night, so if you have any questions, any thoughts, anything you want to discuss, please call in. The number is 888-815-9756. Yes, you can tell I'm really awake today. I do apologize. It has been a very interesting couple of weeks that have been going on, and I definitely am feeling the energy shifts. For the last few days since Monday, I've been having actually a power surge almost from the back of my neck all the way up forward to my third eye. So it's been going on pretty much every day. So it's been kind of like, okay, what's going on? But I know things are altering, and I know the energies are really opening up and really being flooded into the Earth's atmosphere and to many people who are willing and wanting to open up to greater things and greater possibilities. And with that also comes with changing of relationships. And that's something that I have noticed when talking to my clients and even just friends, how so many strange things are happening. Even with the social networking, that people are now connecting with people and having very strong spiritual connections with people that are halfway across the world. And people are finding parts and people of their soul family and people who are really truly a part of their soul in some instances and in some ways. And with this, it will affect people's lives. It does change your perspective. If you're in a committed relationship, a marriage, a lot of times the marriage, the relationship kind of dies after meeting this person. It is a different energy. It is very strong. There is a strong attraction. You feel a whole different level of energy once you connect with this person. And it's kind of a beautiful thing, but at the same time, it is very concerning because you have this relationship that you have committed yourself to many times with children, and you're going, okay, what's next? Now, there's a lot of things to understand is that with relationships, there are some people that are just getting scared of them, that they're running away from them. And a lot of times, they may be running, but folks, if it's really meant to be, they'll be back. If they're not, you have to understand there is free will. It is not the easiest thing to accept, but if things are really trying to work out for this to happen, it will. So it's a lot of patience and understanding and in many ways dedication to understanding that the energies are shifting. It does take some people a while to adjust and accept that the feelings are so strong. And many times there are just a lot of misunderstandings within themselves to really hold on to this love. I was just talking to Zeth about if happiness is, you know, the ultimate goal, or is love, and is happiness part of love, and can you have happiness if you don't have love? It is a very strange thing to have this phenomenon of wondering what is going on with everything that is going around right now, because there is a lot of people who are wondering what is going on. A lot of people from the past are coming in. A lot of people who are just like tapping on the shoulder, hey, I'm still alive, good to see you, and then they vanish again. But a lot of people from their soul families are reconnecting and staying connected, even more so. And it's because we are all connected, but there is little groups that are more connected to others. One thing that is always shown to me is a tree. And the roots are deep and the branches are high, and each branch has many limbs. You know, branches within the limbs, and it grows and grows. And every section has lots of people on it. So you might not be at the heart with someone, but you're still connected to them. So relationships are becoming more and more important because of the emphasis on community. The flood of energy in the last couple weeks, especially since 11/11, as we were talking about last week, it really is kind of stressing things to a point of making you sometimes wonder what you got yourself into. Because it is very strong, it can be very sudden, it can also make you wonder what is really going on. You've got a lot of strange emotions, you've got a lot of things, issues that are coming up that you have no clue where it's coming from. You thought it was done. All of a sudden it's coming up and you're going, what is this doing? And a lot of times, if you just do very quietly, as was suggested last week, just wrap it up in a golden net and throw it into a black hole. Say, okay, yeah, recognize you, see you. Nice. Don't really need you anymore. Wrap it up and throw it in. It is amazing that you're not denying it. You are accepting that it's there. But you don't need to worry about it. The other things that I'm noticing with the relationship is the spiritual, as I said, the spiritual connections are kind of bizarre. I've been dealing with a spiritual connection since I was a little kid. And it is not the easiest thing to deal with, and there is a lot of tips on different ways to understand it. But the one thing you need to understand, first and foremost, you're not nuts. You're not crazy. It is very real. There is a lot of energies going around, so you got to make sure that it is truly love and not just, you know, almost like infatuation. And there is a difference. If you're not talking to somebody and you feel dead inside, that's a really strong, real connection spiritually to our hearts of hearts. And there is some people that you need to understand, once you make the connection, the people around you are going to freak out. They may think you're nuts, you're crazy, not understand why it's so strong. Especially if you don't know the person. If you meet them on the internet, yes, there are some people that are scammers. Been there, done that, and I've seen it. And if their answers start getting incomplete or really inconsistent, it's just a scam. They just want to get your information. One clue for me is, you know, if they don't really always answer your questions, if they avoid certain subjects, really, if they're true and really want to know you and pursuing you with truth and mind and love, they're going to answer your questions. They might be a little scared because it's a little intense, but use your common sense as well. Don't go overboard. Now, the people around you, your friends, your family, who might think you're totally nuts for going into this, you have to understand they don't understand and they're scared, because if it's like your mate, they're thinking that their foundation is being ripped out from under them. And in many senses, it is. And with that, you have to really kind of sit down and explain to them what is going on. It is a very strange feeling. It is a very wonderful high. But when it goes awry, it is the lowest of low. And as I said, at times you feel dead. You feel like your life is over. It really isn't. It's just letting you know you really need to really connect with yourself even stronger and know who and what you are as an individual before the connection can really be made in a solid way. It is a way, a teaching tool to show you where your weakest points are. It shows you where your insecurities are, your vulnerabilities are, And if the person is true and really there for you, that person is going to help you, support you through it, and not disappear. I was really, really blessed with a very strong connection for a while. Then things got stretched out in a kind of a mutual agreement to go our separate ways, because it just, the timing was off. And the friendship is very strong. It's still there, but it's just a friendship at this point. There is a very special part of my heart that will always belong to this man. He helped me become who and what I am as I am now. And I truly did a 180 because of the connection with him. People don't understand that it is really strong and that it really felt like I was going crazy for a while. I've been going through this. I first really remember this guy as a kid, as like an invisible friend. I found out later exactly who he was, and he lived halfway across the world. And when I connected with him as a kid, he was like in the room with me. It was a very strong connection between us. When I was 13, I had a dream, which gave me a hint of things to come. And yes, my invisible friend was in it. As time went on, things happened, and as I stated before in this show, things got delayed. I delayed it by getting married. But that dream told me the roadmap, and part of me just didn't want to do that roadmap quite at the time, so I got married. I delayed it, but as all good things, it has to happen. And in 1991, I actually reconnected with this man when I went through his hometown. Didn't even realize it was his new hometown. He had just recently moved there. Yet, as I was there, my heart opened for the first time in a very long time. It was a very magical time. I knew I belonged there. I knew there was something very special for me there. Later on, things became very apparent that things are going to go not too well, and my life totally fell apart. I got a job that was like overtaking my life. My marriage went down the hill. My career even finally fell apart. Everything that was really important to me fell apart, except the connection with this guy. Now, you really need to really get some really good confirmation that this is real. A lot of people are calling psychics to find out if it's real. Most people, when I had asked them, when this was really going on and my marriage was like done, a lot of the psychics I talked to had never felt something so strong between two people. It was almost too strong that it kind of self-destructed. And with it, a lot of things that I needed to learn showed up. I needed to find who I was, because at the time, I was what everybody else wanted. Now, this is kind of a recycling of what's going on now. A lot of people who were there for everybody else are now realizing they got to be there for themselves. And with that, love is a great guidance. So they're reconnecting with that special someone. In many cases, they're already with that special someone, and it's just becoming even stronger. There is a lot of transformation and transmutation. A few weeks ago, I mentioned that I was having dreams of snakes, and I actually found a physical snake, and it's actually in my front yard now. And it is deceased, it is dead, it was killed by a car. And it's just out there, and it is amazing energy, and it's amazing to have the snake. But it's kind of like the transition period for me is coming to an end, and it's kind of just cementing itself. But through it, there's always been love. And it's the love of myself that got stronger and stronger. So if you're meeting someone you're not quite sure, look within yourself. Remember, most people that are coming into your life are a mirror of you in some way or shape or form or whatever. So it's time to really look at yourself and see what the missing pieces are, because this is a time to finish cleaning up. What issues are still hanging around? What fears do you have? What is your goal, your dreams? What is your ambition? Even if it's just one goal, that is the one thing to focus on. Right now, the other thing that I'm finding is a lot of people are really finding themselves fighting sleep or having very strong and strange sleep patterns. I know of many people who are waking up 2, 3, 4 times at night. Me, myself, I go to sleep and I sleep pretty solid. But when I wake up, I'm up. And yes, at times it's 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I just stay up. I do my writing. I do my meditation. I do my connections. I understand that this is just my sleep pattern now. I don't need that much sleep. And when I'm tired, I lay down. Even if I just sit, close my eyes for a few minutes, and do some breathing exercises, it helps rejuvenate the body. There's a lot going on inside, folks. Don't fight your body. A lot of times, you might have to if you're driving. That's understandable. But the other part you have to understand is, there's a reason why you're feeling the way you are. The other thing that I am finding and reading a lot is, a lot of people are gaining weight or losing weight. If you're gaining weight, a lot of it is because you're trying to ground yourself. Just accept it. The more you accept it, ground yourself spiritually, the more you're going to be in that space that you can lose that weight. And it will come off. Don't try and do everything you can. Elizabeth, who was on here a couple weeks ago, has been losing lots of weight. She did a huge detoxing. That's a great thing to do right now, because if you can do a detox of your emotions as well as your physical body, you're going to be ahead of the game. It's really releasing everything that isn't working. There's a lot of different detoxes out there. And it's just a matter of time to figure out what is the best way for you. Listen to your intuition. It will let you know what's best. If nothing else, the other thing that I'm picking up a lot is people are not drinking enough water. You need to keep your body very hydrated right now, and it's very dehydrated. The other thing that's coming up is a lot of vitamins that are needed to really keep things going. A lot of your glands are being revamped completely. Your thyroid, a lot of time, is going out of balance. Make sure to keep your thyroid in a good space. It needs support. There's a lot of parts of your body, your liver, your kidneys, your heart. If you're feeling strange aches and pains, definitely really check in with yourself to make sure it isn't something you need to physically get checked. A lot of times, it's just something spiritual. As I mentioned about the sinuses and my head pounding, I took something for it. Things that usually just clear it up right away. It didn't work. The only thing I found that would help the pounding, actually, is drinking coffee, caffeine, something you're really not supposed to be taking in too much of, and that's the only thing that's helping me. If it helps, I'm going to take it. It's temporary, but I'm also drinking lots of water at the same time to flush all the toxins out. Now, if you have anything you want to talk about, again, the number is 888-815-9756. Understand that it is an open mic night. I know I've been talking about a lot of different subjects already in the first 20 minutes. There is a lot of information out and going around. So, you can sit back or you can call in and talk to me. Let me know what you're up to. Remember that there is a lot of wonderful people out there to help you as well. The main emphasis is for healers now. is for them to help and guide you heal yourself. A lot of the healers are kind of like a hands-off kind of deal. Whereas before, they'd really take it on and just completely take it off your hands and free you from it, and then bring you back the light after they've gotten everything cleared. Can't do that anymore. A lot of healers, that is one reason why a lot of healers, including me, have had a lot of issues added to their plate financially, emotionally, relationships. We've taken on other people's issues, helped them, but we were left with a residue, and if we didn't completely clear it or took it to heart, we end up with the financial issues, the debt, the fighting with, you know, the family because you took on what they were doing in their family. A lot of the dysfunction in the healers' lives right now is a little bit of their issues, but it's magnified because they've taken on somebody else's. And we do have my lovely sister Betsy on the line. Hello, Betsy.
Hello, Jen. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm just wondering how long you see these transformations going on that people are going through right now. Are we looking at months, years, or is it going to be different for everybody?
I think it's going to be going on for a while, like 2012.
Okay.
And it's just because there's different levels, and we're really getting very high vibrations, and they can't do it all at once, though my head feels like they are, but they're doing it gradually. It's just coming in quicker, and we're more sensitive to it. Even within we had the November 11th, we had a huge portal open. There was a huge fluctuation on the 16th and the 17th. Pretty soon, we've got another new moon and blue moon on the 2nd, meaning we're going to have two full moons in the same month. Doesn't happen that often in December on the 2nd, and then on the 31st going into the new year, we're going to have a full moon. That's considered a blue moon. Very powerful stuff that is really helping us get rid of the issues and ending some of the things. A lot of the transformation and a lot of the things that I think you're dealing with is the sleep pattern is really kind of disrupt, you know, not the most consistent for you, except keeping you up.
Not consistent at all. So are there things that we should be doing during these moons to help progress our transformation, or is it just a matter of it'll happen when it's supposed to?
Well, it's going to happen when it's supposed to, but to help it, sit still, listen to your intuition. Also, dreams are really, really getting intense. Write them down. They really are more and more messages within your dreams. And I highly recommend when you get it, even if you just write 3 to 5 words consisting of what you're remembering in that dream when you're half asleep and you want to go right back to sleep, it helps when you wake up, you will be able to really remember more of the dream just by those few words.
Okay.
The other thing that I always do, I always request to remember my dreams in the physical consciously, and that seems to help as well. They make sure I'm kind of in that zone that I'm half more awake than not, so it's more of a lucid dream, so I have more control of what's going on.
Okay. Okay. And I know that we went and saw Men Who Stare at Goats.
Yes.
I don't know if you wanted to talk about that on the show or not, but I know that you and I know Patty really took it as being just somewhat saying that the psychics were stupid, and I guess I just took it in a very different way, more along the lines of trying to say there are some out there that are the scammers, as you were talking about earlier, and that there are some that are truly gifted, guided people, and that those that are can be a very big help to people. And I wondered if you saw that message in there at all, or if it was just something that I made up.
You did not make it up. Yes, it does. It does point out that there are some seriously talented people out there, and there's some that are just going along for the ride. Everybody, in my view, is psychic. I think everybody has psychic ability and intuition. It's just the way they've decided to develop it. In the film, they kind of made light the situation of what the Army was doing with psychics and remote viewing, which it's well known now that they do use remote viewers. Some of their colonels and even some of their generals have written books and now even are selling products about how to do remote viewing. So it is a very big business in and outside of the military. So I do think it was taking it very lightheartedly. Because if the public really knew everything, and I don't think that's really the case on people that are listening to this show, but a lot of the general public would get a little freaked out about what some of the things that are going on with the military. Most of the people here are pretty aware of the black ops that go on. So I took it as very lighthearted. It was a good way in many ways to kind of laugh at myself, seeing how I was part of the experiments with the military at a young age. And to me, it did help me develop my gifts to really hold on to them. I wasn't always a fun experience, and they really did show that there was some experiments that kind of freaked people out in the movie, but they made lightheartedness out of it. So in that sense, you know, in many ways, it does do a disservice for psychics because it just doesn't show them in the best light. But overall, you know, it's all perspective on how people want to look at it. I knew it was going to be kind of a funny, lighthearted, and you knew they were going to be mocking it just by what the previews say. It was just mocking right. The whole thing. So with that in mind, you're not going to get overly insulted, though I do think it doesn't really do psychics a great service either. So.
Okay. All right. And do you see, because I've noticed that spirituality has become a lot stronger in the last 5 years than it has been. Do you see it continuing to swing that direction, or do you see it balancing or changing?
Okay, spirituality or intuition? A little confused on what exactly you're asking.
I see more people looking within for answers.
Yes, I do think I think that's on the increase.
And I'm just wondering, because it seems like it's been, I think it's one of those cycles that the world tends to go through. And I'm just wondering if it's going to grow even stronger before, I'm trying to think of the time period, but it just seems like it's something that, you know, it grows very strong and then it tapers off again. And I kind of feel like we're shifting that direction.
Well,
I'm wondering, because I think it scares people, some people.
Well, when you have movies like 2012 coming out, saying basically the world's ending, which in my view it's not, is it shifting to a different perspective, a different reality in some sense? Yes. Do I see the world ending as we know it now? No, I don't. I think it's just there is going to be, and I kind of, this really resonates, it's almost like there's going to be two worlds. And there's going to be many on a world, it's all on one, it's all on this earth, but two different realms living on it. So even though it's like the invisible is going to be visible to some people now, and the other ones, and then some people, they're not even going to see who they saw before. Do you understand what I mean? I know I'm not explaining this very clearly.
No, I think I do, because the perspectives will change, and therefore
right.
they will
disappear.
Yeah.
Or appear. It depends on their perspective. And I do think that the 2012 is really, people are saying, oh, my God, the end of the world is coming. I need to, you know, be good, and so God will take me to the other side. Should I die? I do think that's a lot of it. I do see kind of the end of organized religion, though. I think it is going to be more of a spirituality, generalized perspective versus really, I'm not really sensing that organized religion as we know it now is going to survive. Only because people are seeing that it really is, there's a lot of hypocrisy in it. Two-sided, there's a lot of control. And a lot of people right now, especially with the economy and the banking industry and with the government and organized religion, there is so much control. People want freedom. And they're going to be breaking away from anything and anyone that tries to control them. So 2012, just putting it out there and having so much information about the shifting energy, I do think more and more people are having their awakening. I think they're waking up and realizing how precious time is. I know for me, I can bend time like it's nothing. People, it takes them 5 hours to drive somewhere. I go on the wings of angels. I get there in 4 with no problem. And I'm going under the speed limit. So, you know, you have that ways of connecting to the other side, and they'll help you manifest what you really want. The one thing you have to understand with everybody, with all the fear that's going on, the one thing that I really try and help them understand is they need to be consistent. And it's hard not to doubt, been there, done that. But the other thing you have to really understand is the more you doubt, the more you're cutting yourself off. You're setting yourself back. I doubted what I was supposed to be doing when I got married. I mean, the day I got married, and you know this, Betsy,
yes.
I knew I was changing my life. I knew I was making a huge mistake. But I did it anyway out of obligation. And that's one thing that's the control that people, I think, are going to be breaking away from. People are really looking for the inner freedom, and I think spirituality is a way to find it. And they need to understand how they got to that place with all this obligation. Was it out of their own free will and they decided to do it, or were they manipulated into doing it? And if they were manipulated, they're going to get out of it. It's like those relationships I was mentioning. You're with someone, and then all of a sudden you meet someone, and it's like, wow, that's the person I'm really supposed to be with. But what am I going to do with this person that I'm already married to? And the children, how are they going to handle it? I'll tell you right now, the kids coming in now, they are handling it so much better than adults. They know the game plan. They know what it's all about. They can help the adults get through the issues better than us helping them. In many instances, they're the future. So they already know what it's going to be like in the future, and they're holding to that. It's the adults that are scaring them and manipulating them out of truly being who they are. And that's just a few. There are so many people out there now that are understanding the power of what they have over the young kids, that they really are not using it and letting the kid find who they are and really letting the kid be who they truly are and finding it and helping them find it. And it's, I've just met so many parents that, including you, who are really letting their kids find themselves. And I really appreciate that for someone who doesn't have kids, but I do appreciate the parents out there who are really letting their kids be them. I mean, I have a neighbor down the street, and she has a son who is autistic and is ADD, and she lets him be him. I mean, we've had many discussions about his connections, because he's out there and he's talking to a complete stranger, and it's like, that's me. You know, 40 years ago, that was me out in the yard talking to my, you know, my animal friends. You know that. I was always talking to myself. And I see this boy who's now a teenager, and I've known him for several years now. He's really his own person. And he's really adapting the best he can to the energies that are now. But they're feeling it just like us. So there is a lot of symptoms of achy bodies, lower back especially, the heads, the shoulders, the neck. It's just all these symptoms that are coming up to release what isn't working. And there's a little bit of depression mixed in there, a lot of angst, confusion, doubt. And when I'm getting those negative feelings myself, I literally just wrap it in a golden net, and I say, okay, I don't need this, so swing it, and I put it in the black hole. And say, bye-bye, have fun, nice seeing you, but bye-bye. And it literally lifts that energy off of me. But I do recognize what it is, who it is, what's it about. Do a little scan on what everything and try and collect it all, because I kind of like scoop it like a net to make sure I get everything that's associated with that up, and then release it for the highest good of all. So do I think spirituality is just a cycle? Well, man will always have these cycles where it's stronger than others, and it's just the nature of man to see what is really able to control the masses and go for it. But I think spirituality in the new phase of it, it's not going to be control. It's going to be cooperation and compassion and community.
Okay.
Not control as it has been. Because the churches of the past, religion, organized religion of the past, it was very much over control.
The other aspect that I see that bothers me are the lack of respect that I see in some kids. And when I say that, I mean they don't have respect for others, and they don't even a lot of times have respect for themselves. And do you see that changing in time?
What viewpoint?
Well, from the standpoint of is society going to recognize what we're doing to children that has brought that out in them?
Oh, I think they know it. I'm not sure they're willing to change it. It's too convenient.
Well, that's my question, is the changing of that.
I do think, I mean, right now a lot of teenagers feel entitled to all the toys, to not doing the work. It should be handed to them. And from somebody who was born in the 60s and into the 70s, there was points that, you know, I did the work. I felt entitled. I did that. I mean, I got lazy, and I'll admit it. But I got out of it because soon enough, somebody was saying, no, you have to do the work. And when I realized that I really need to do the work, I buckle down and do it. The kids today, though, things are coming to them much easier and quicker. And it just depends on the situation they're in. Some people have just kind of made it so easy that they ask, they shall receive, instead of, in a way, having them earn it. So it also depends on the parents on how they're raising their kids. Because I know from many...
That's kind of what I'm wondering, is if the parents are going to wake up and realize that it's not somebody else's fault that your children are this way, but in fact, you know, they need to take some responsibility in the way that their children are.
Well, it depends on their perspective. If it is, you know, someone who is, you know, metaphysically minded, spiritually minded, yes, they will take the responsibility that's there. But like I said, I see, you know, humanity kind of splitting in two. And the ones that are very much into themselves in a very materialistic way, no, they're not going to see it. They're not going to take responsibility. They're always going to be the ones blaming somebody else. And they'll be left on a plane that is going to be very hard for them to, let's put it this way, I really see that everybody's going to get a clue. And you can take the easy road or the hard road. And from somebody who took a little bit of the hard road, I would much rather take the easier road from now on. And that's like one of my goals, is to help people take and realize the easier road and how to take it themselves. And that's one of the discussion and one of the questions that really popped up a couple weeks ago is, did the healers of, you know, the 90s, that, you know, the earlier in the 2000s, did we make it so easy for people to get quote unquote healed that they're taking it for granted?
Yeah.
And I do, I think a lot of them do, and they have no idea what they've left behind because they didn't have to do the work. And I think a lot of the kids aren't having to do the work because they came in kind of like a semi pretty clean slate. So they don't have to do the work. It's not necessary. So it is going to come easier for them, but I do see a lot of people, at least adult-wise, they're going to have to do some work on themselves. And one way or another, it's going to happen. And they can take the
whether they like it or not.
Yeah. I mean, literally, I had a very, you know, I had a very comfortable living when I was married. I basically could do, and my life really turned upside down when I decided to take, quote unquote, that easy way and not do the work. I was miserable. But then I started doing the work, and my life fell apart. But I'm much happier. Overall, I'm much happier than I was when I was married. But I did it out of obligation. I thought it was the thing I needed to do. But I admit, I pretty much stayed married because of the money. That was my choice.
It wasn't the answer for you.
No. So I'm learning how to take care of myself financially. Not always easy, but I'm doing it. I know my bills are always paid. One way or another, they always are. That's the one thing they said in that dream when I was 13. They always said my bills would be paid. I was always going to be taken care of, and it always have been. Sometimes not the highest, well, not the way I would like it to be done, but it always was. It was always taken care of. So I've been very, very blessed, and I'm very, very grateful. But I also was given, in that dream, a heads up. And I think that's one reason why I said, well, I have free will, so I can change it. So I'll go get married instead of do what this dream said. Nice try, didn't work. I had certain lessons I had to learn. I signed up for them. And regardless of doing the Dodge Devil deal, I still had to do it. I had to do the work. So everybody has to do the work. And you can try and delay it, but, you know, until you make that leap of faith, it's not always easy. Even today I did a reading for myself using Rumi cards and things, and it said things that I, in my past that have caused obstacles. The card I got is basically saying, you made some bad choices. And I saw that card and I said, duh. Well, there's a no-brainer. I know I did. So, but it was very, there was a lot of wonderful cards in there. I'm really learning about love and to love everything that's going on with myself and true acceptance of all the obstacles and knowing the lessons that I will get through in a positive way. So it is a very interesting concept to have to do the work. And I know a lot of people are saying, I did the work. I'm manifesting the way it's always worked before, but it's not working for me now. Guess what? It's not going to. Things are switching. The energy is switching. What once worked isn't going to work now. And now you got to figure out how it is. You know, it's a friend of mine was telling me about this 2-point deal in manifestation, and she's all excited about it. And I am reading more about it, and perhaps another time I'll talk a little bit about it. But it's basically think of what you are, visualize it, and then let it go, and it will happen on the other side. I've been doing that for the last 9 years. If I visualize and then let it go, feel I have it, have the emotions, visualize it, let it go, that's when it happens. Not always, like I said, in the form I want, but the other way is if I take it very seriously and I just state it as a fact, things will happen that way. Quicker, much quicker. It's like command it and it shall happen. I don't, you know, it's like ask for it. I say, it's just state it as a fact. You know, I generally say, I'm going to get a lot of business calls today. I'm going to have a call today that is at least 30 minutes plus. Generally, it happens. If I know of a client that I know, I just pick up somebody's energy and I say, I'm going to talk to this person today. Basically, I will. So it's just different ways of manifesting and changing. And yes, everything is shifting. Huge shift. And it is going to be continuing for some time.
So one of the lessons I've heard you say is that you need to be fairly specific on your manifestations.
Yes.
Because things can happen. The end result may be what you wanted, but it's not in the way that you really wanted it.
Right.
Some other consequence or some other part that was attached to it that you didn't really want, but you didn't say that when you said you what you wanted.
Right. For example, when I wanted to pay off my car, I said, I want my car paid off. That's it. I didn't say I still wanted to be able to drive it. So I did this twice. Stated I wanted my car paid off, and they were. Both times they were totaled in a car accident. The third time I did this, I said, I'm now in driving and enjoying my paid-off vehicle in excellent condition as long as I want to own it. I still have that same car, and it's been, 6 years? So I finally got a clue. It took me the third time's charm. But, yes, you have to be specific. Like if you want a job, describe it. If you want clients, describe it. Describe what kind of people they are. Describe an age range. I mean, it's like finding your niche. You need to be very specific.
Now, do you feel like you need to write it down
yes.
and then let it go? Or do you feel you can just say it and let it go?
I like to write it down just so you know what the details are.
Okay.
Because I generally write it down, and that's why I like having a journal, because, you know, you keep writing in a journal. So I'll write it down in a journal, and I'll just keep going in the journal. And then later on, if something happens, it might pop up or be able to find it again. And that way I know, yeah, I got that, I got that, I got that. Oh, I didn't get that, but kind of, well, maybe, You know, you'll see. And if you don't get something that's on your list, always end it with whatever's for the highest good for all. Because what it may be good for you might be awful for everybody else. So it has to be good for everyone.
Okay.
So it does make a difference in that way.
And through these transformations, do you feel that this is an even better time to be very specific and write down the things that you want?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like, I mean, I have a list of things that, and I wrote it August of 2009, and it's up on my wall, and I look at it every once in a while, and I just, yep, still want that, And I let it go. I have a photo with me holding $1,000 bills. And I'm smiling. I look at it and say, yep, that's me. And that's all it takes. I don't hold on to it. I just say, yep, that's me. I don't know when it's going to happen. I just know it well.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank you for answering my questions.
Well, thank you for calling in and helping me move the show along.
And I, you know, enjoy listening to you, even when you are the one talking.
Rambling?
Well, you ramble, but you have good points, and you always manage to bring it all together, which I commend you for.
Thank you.
I'm very impressed by it. So it's almost the end of your show, so I'll let you wrap it up, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, you will. So thank you, Betsy.
And thanks again. Bless you.
Bless you. I hope you sleep tonight. There is just a couple minutes left. And so basically, hold on to your seats. It's going to be a bumpy road. There is a lot more energy fluctuating. Next week is Thanksgiving. So I want to wish you all a blessing, and you have blessed me in many ways. I'm very grateful for everyone who listens in. I appreciate your input and your insights and your energy, your essence, and your presence. Next week, I might be on, and then again, I might not. I might just repeat something. I'm up in the air on that. So I appreciate you being here. And with that, I say, with each breath of air, we hope you gained new insights and inspiration. Many blessings and good night. Have a good weekend, folks.